Morning. It's April 21st, 7:37 a.m. and I am out for my walk this morning. I specifically set aside time, even though it's Saturday, I didn't have to come out at this time, actually underway before anybody in the house got up, figuring if I go now, I'll have it done by the time anybody wakes. And by the time they start making demands on my time, I'll have this in the can. Yesterday's day was taken up with getting that silly story off my plate. Now, I had re-recorded it in the beginning of the week and had been chipping away and chipping away and chipping away, trying to fix the edits. It was 40, it ended up being like a 48-minute thing. And it was at least 90 minutes in raw audio. Now, that in large part, it was because I redid whole sections of it when I got to a part where I didn't like where it was going. And I just went back and started again several pages back, which explains why it took so bloody long to get it recorded to begin with. But also, I discovered some tricks about Audacity that I need to stop doing in the current version. Recovering from crashes takes a lot of time. But yesterday, after four drop-ins, I'm not sure, I sent the file off to Tony and Larry Santoro to see what they think. And whether or not it's actually going to work. So we'll see how this goes. It's a horrible, horrible story to read. It's a fun story altogether, but it really was written for the page. It was not written to be read aloud. So, Tim Newman, bless your heart, that was a toughie. But it's a cool story, so when it comes out on either Tales to Terrify, which is where I think it's going to come, or Starship Sofa, it'll be something to listen to. And I heard that the Starship Sofa is got quarter share in the Frugal Reads. The cheap reader guy did a review. I haven't heard the episode yet. It's been out for a few days, but I haven't been able to get out from underneath everything long enough to even get it downloaded yet. So anyway, by the time I got done with the recording and the re-recording and the editing and the mixing and the tagging and the quality assurance and everything else, I should have taken a walk in the morning, but it was late afternoon. I had to go pick up kids from school. And really, all I wanted to do was collapse, and I did. So I didn't do the walk yesterday. I dedicated that time to getting that job done. So it was a work day yesterday, and I got it done. I got it out. I think it's going to be okay. I worked on some Balticon panel stuff as well. That reminds me, it's today's the 21st, almost a month away. I gotta start, yikes, I gotta start making some plans. Like travel, room, airfare. I always wait too late. Should have done this in January. I knew I was going. I should have just booked it then. I put on the heavy jacket. I probably won't make that mistake again. Next time, the mistake will be wearing a light jacket when I should have put on a heavy one. Just saying. Trod, trod, trod. Plod, plod, plod. I'm trying to think of what else might be interesting to talk about. Oh, there was some question about Otto being Sarah's grandfather. I didn't think so. I'm pretty sure Otto is Sarah's father. I'm also pretty sure that what Sarah said is not 100% accurate. And it's also important to note that the Otto you meet in South Coast is not necessarily the same Otto 40, 50 years later. As an adult, as a father who's trying to deal with a very difficult situation, the basic setup is that Sarah's mother dies in childbirth, and Sarah is left with her father, who raises her. There's no talk of a stepmother anywhere. I don't believe there is one. His mother, Otto's mother, her grandmother, is still alive and still around. So that's something. So is his father, Richard. Well, they're also half a century older by the time this next story. I don't have a title for it, do I? Oh yes, Cape Grace. Brain fart. By the time Cape Grace rolls around, everybody's a half a century older. So yeah, it's important to remember that, thinking about what Sarah says and what Sarah's perception is colored by Sarah. And that looking at it through Otto's eyes, you're likely to see something completely different. And the big deal is that the son of the shaman is the shaman. The idea that you have to be the son of the shaman to be protected. I don't know if this was exactly made plain in the earlier works. But in order to be protected, in order to be to prevent being kicked off planet on your 18th birthday, you have to be on St. Cloud. You have to be either an employee, like Ishmael did on Neris, or you have to be married to an employee. You need to be a dependent of an employee in order to stay. Now, once you're dependent of an employee, then you can do things like open a diner or something along those lines if you want. But employees and their dependents are the only ones who stay on St. Cloud, except for the shaman. And the rule is the son of the shaman is the shaman. So daughters aren't eligible. Daughters can't stay on planet and be the shaman. This is the key element here. This is the crux. It's over and above the spiritual belief, the notion that you have to be a man to be a priest, because that's in a lot of ways, from a religious perspective, that's what the shaman is. You have to be male. Now, this is a problem for Sarah Krug, whose mother died in childbirth, and who's been raised by a very strange man, a man who is very much in tune with the planet, and not necessarily in tune with a whole lot else when it comes right to it. So there's some interesting ideas here, some interesting confluences of pressure on Otto, because as any father, he wants to protect his daughter, and particularly a daughter who is, for those of you who weren't really paying attention and half share, a daughter who is really strange as hell. She's got her own problems. She's got her own ideas about what constitutes being a shaman that has nothing to do with testosterone. So some interesting challenges there, some interesting ideas. But I'm looking forward to getting into that story. But I really have to finish Siphurius Call first. And ideally, I'll finish Siphurius Call and The Hermit first, so that I clear that series away and get the new covers up and get it all nice and pretty, spiffy looking, and I'll have new podcasts coming out, and everything will be cool. And it looks like I'm going to miss the Parsecs this year. After 5 years, I blew it. I'm not going to keep the streak alive. 5 years as a finalist in the novel category in Parsec. And given that, what, they're only like 6 or 7 years old, that was a pretty good run. It'll be a while, I think, before anybody duplicates the feat, including me. Although, if I get my shit together. So, yeah, South Coast. Interesting ideas. Siphurius Call. And I have to finish this short story. That'll be my next thing. Get that one cleared off my plate, put out, make it available for people to buy if they want. And, well, big doings here. Tearing down the old wooden fence and putting up either a metal or a fiberglass one. I like my fence. It's kind of chippy and very weathered. It's been chipped on and banged about. I like it. Oh, I can't see you replacing it with something clean and pristine and white and fake. Because that's what they look like. They look fake to me. It's like, oh, yes, indeed. We'll have to paint the house this summer. I'm not going to do it. I'll hire it done. I can't climb up and down that much. Be out mowing a lawn already. Holy crap. My lawn's still too wet. When I walked across it this morning, my toes got soggy. So yeah, I'm not going to be mowing this morning. Might mow this afternoon. I still have a bunch of brush I got to get out of the way. I also have to do something with the mower soon. Here she comes. She's going to walk right beside me. Mowing and edging and trimming. Got one of them aerator things there. Just going to town on a lawn that looks like it's seen better days. As bad as mine looks, it doesn't look that bad. To tell you the truth, I don't really look at lawns. It drives my wife crazy. Because I don't really, you know, the lawn is the lawn. If it's alive, it's good. If it's not, oh, it's all right, too. I don't know. It's a lawn. There's a couple places where the grass is just burned off it. Just burned off. And we're going to have to do something about those pieces, I think. Try to get them seeded down or something. There's another lawnmower out. Good God, people. It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. Your neighbors must really appreciate you doing this on a Saturday morning. Well, it would cost to get a little riding mower. Problem is, if I get a riding mower, then I have to replace the shed. I'm probably going to have to do that anyway. That's another week's worth of work down the drain. lovely day. Gosh, it is pretty. It is really pretty. I'm really overdressed. Oh well. So yeah, yesterday was dedicated to getting that thing off my plate, and I did it. Today is Saturday. I'm not going to be able to dedicate a whole lot of time today. Unfortunately, most of it's going to be taken up with family and chores and cooking. I'm going to have to do something to feed the family for dinner. Probably is going to mean a trip to the grocery store. I've got a ham bone. If I had beans, I could do a ham bone and beans. I need to look. I got to see if there's... should be a pound of beans in there somewhere. Dry beans. I'm on the summer this morning. I simmer all day. A breeze. A little breeze. I don't know what that's doing to the earbud. A lot of robins out there chirping away this morning. Some red-winged blackbirds. I say that with such surprise in my voice. It's beautiful. I have to go home and open some windows and get this fresh air blow through the house. Yep. It's a Saturday. Saturday morning. I should be grading. To be honest, this should dedicate the day to grading and get my grades caught up so that I'm not doing it the last day of school. So far, my students have been pretty quiet about it, which is astonishing, really. They usually have a lot more to say. And the garage door got left open last night. Shoot, I was afraid of that. Oh well. I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.